Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Teach me your paths, O my God, and guide me in your truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Don't think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of the letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. We understand that what Jesus is commanding us is not just a simple law. His law is a law of love. He said to the disciples, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." So you are invited to follow the law of Christ, being always the first one to love, to love unconditionally. This is the way Jesus is expecting us to do so. It's simple, but also difficult. That's why we have to ask the special grace that we can fulfill this new commandment. Not always easy, because you have to die of ourselves, our egoism, our self-centeredness. Trust in His grace. Whatever impossible for man is possible for God. On the other hand, today we pray for the Carmelite priests and nuns today, because the first reading is about Elijah praying in Carmelite against the false prophets of Baal. And eventually in the Middle Age, there's a group of military people after the war in Jerusalem, because they came from Europe to take back the places, the holy places, from the hand of the Muslims. And some of them came to Carmelite place and to settle down there and started a religious community. Eventually, they went back to Europe, and they are called Carmelite. But eventually, also during the time of Saint Teresa of Avila, she belongs to Carmelite community, but she found out that already there are some of the spirit not being well kept. So she started a new reformation of Carmelite. They called it the Scout Carmelite, in the sense that they want to make a harder life. No matter what, the scope of life is always imitation of Holy Mother, to serve, to pray, and also in the church, living a simple life, to give an example to other people. Just live simplicity, live trust in the Lord. So today, we pray for one another. We keep this new commandment. Ask the Lord, give us this strength to be faithful always, faithful to keep this law of Christ, the law of love, the law of mutual love with one another.